Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Washing for Bread. It's very interesting. If I were to ask you, if a person washes their hands, makes the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then gets into a conversation with their friend about the basketball game, and then makes hamotzi, if I were to ask you if that's okay or not, you probably would be mortified. Everybody knows, from the time that you wash, you make the bracha, you're not allowed to speak until you make hamotzi and eat the bread. So the truth is, it's actually a machlokas in halacha, if that example I just gave is problematic or not. The Gemara says, tekef l'netila su'uda, meaning, immediately after washing one's hands, one has to begin the meal. So there's an argument, what does the Gemara mean? If taken very literally, it means you wash your hands, you make the bracha, and immediately you make hamotzi. And that's really our common practice, right? You know, we certainly wouldn't have a conversation with someone in between the Netilas Yadayim and eating the bread. There is a school of thought which says that's not the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is you can't get sidetracked with significant things, meaning it can't be that I'm going to wash my hands, make the bracha Netilas Yadayim, go to pick up my kid from school, and then come home and eat my meal. There's a school of thought that says that's the intent of the Gemara. So the bottom line is it's machlokas and halacha, and the real halacha is like the more lenient opinion, but we say it's tov li zohir. The Shulchan Aruch's language is it's good to be diligent and be strict like the first opinion, which is certainly what we do. We certainly wouldn't speak in between washing the hands and hamotzi. But what's very good to know, because I've asked this question every now and then, let's say a person forgot. They wash their hands, they make the bracha Netilas Yadayim, they come and sit at the table, and they just get distracted for a moment and they start telling their friend something. And then, of course, everyone starts nervously shushing them. So then they want to know, do they have to wash their hands again? So the halacha is definitely not. Because technically speaking, we paskin like the more lenient opinion. And even if one spoke in between washing Netilas Yadayim and eating the bread, they wouldn't have to go back. Now, if someone did something to render their hands ritually impure after having washed with a bracha, they certainly would need to go back and wash again. So, for example, if you remember earlier in the series, let's say someone with ritually impure wet hands touched your hand after you washed, before you made motzi, you would need to go back and wash again, and quite possibly even make a bracha again. But if you just spoke, if that was the problem, you wouldn't have to wash again. Ideally, not only do we not speak, we actually don't have a significant delay either. The measure brought down in halacha is one shouldn't wait the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos. 22 amos is a very small amount of space. 22 amos is 30 to 40 feet. That's just a few minutes. Ideally, one should not wait that long. If someone did wait that long, again, they wouldn't have to wash again, but it's better not to. This has a very practical application. Many times, thank God, we have large get-togethers for Shabbos meals. Person washes, the first person to wash is sitting at the table forever. So if it's at all possible to kind of get things focused, maybe once the first person washes, everybody kind of gets their act together, that would really be ideal. I do want to reiterate one point that we made earlier in the series. If I were to ask you which is the bigger deal, to speak in between the bracha of Netilas Yadayim and the bracha of Hamotzi, or to speak in between washing the hands and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, probably 9 out of 10 people would say it's much worse to speak after making the bracha of Netilas Yadayim before eating the bread. That's really incorrect. The bracha of Netilas Yadayim is going on the act of washing. So once I begin the act of washing, I can't be speaking. I really can't be speaking from the time I begin the act of washing through the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. It's improper for me to speak after making the bracha of Netilas Yadayim before making the bracha of Hamotzi. But it's far worse to speak between the time of washing and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.